The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
I said it couldn't be done, yet here we are now talking about house prices rising again. New builds and second-hand properties seeing the fastest rise in prices in 17 months. Dublin, as you might suspect, has prices surging at the highest pace. Carl Dieter, CEO of onlineapplication.com, is with us. Morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jonathan.
What's driving this?
It's just the ongoing story of demand and supply. You're seeing that there's a great demand for housing. You know, wages in this country are good. The economy is good. People want to own a home. The rents are very high. And basically, people want to buy homes. When the homes aren't there in sufficient number, you'll see that it will start to push prices up. Prices are only a reflection. That's all they ever are. They're not a creator. They're not a destroyer. They're just a reflection of the relationship between demand and supply.
So where are we seeing the prices rise fastest in this particular surge?
Well, at the moment, you're seeing prices rise pretty much across the country, and houses are going for around 6% over their asking price. Now, according to the article that was in the Indo, Charlie Weston, another great scoop by him, you were seeing some of those prices rising outside of Dublin. But you have to remember that, like, if you see that rise, in Leitrim, it's not as significant as a 3% rise in Dublin. So that's the frustration. Nationally, prices are up 7.3%. But you're still talking about, no matter where you buy, something that, you know, can be in a five-figure number, price increase.
What this, though, is going to do, Carl, is it's going to put affordability beyond the people who need to get houses more than anything else, those who have mortgage approvals. They're just going to see their dreams get further and further away.
Well, yeah, there's some of that. But, I mean, that was also why you saw the number of first-time buyers gone down four times their income mortgages rise so much. I mean, we changed the rules for that stuff back in 2023 in January. So a first-time buyer could went from 3.5 times income to 4 times income. But we have to remember why that happened. It happened because back-end buyers felt that they were being locked out due to the central bank rules, that they could afford to buy a house and they were paying higher rent. Now, the rents are still high and rising, so that's not – well, actually, they're somewhat flatlining over the last year. But it's not just a story about house prices in isolation. It's about house prices versus the alternative, okay? That's where I think we need to be looking is you can say prices are high, but if you have a choice between, you know, renting the money or renting the property and renting the money, which is what you do when you get a mortgage, works out far cheaper for you, in particular if you compare the true cost, which is only the mortgage interest versus the rent, because the part of payment where you make the capital payment, that's yours. That's like savings. You compare those two and it's far tilted in your favor, then, you know, those prices, even at a high level, will make sense. And just to put that in perspective, Dublin rents at the moment are 2,100 a month, according to the last Residential Tenancy Board index. Well, that's the same payment as a mortgage of 430,000 over 30 years. So even on a pure month-to-month cost basis, you know, you're looking at a situation where a person can borrow quite large amounts and still be far better off than they would be renting. So that's something that I think people intuitively know, and you know, they want to make decisions that tilt in their favor. It's a totally normal thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I just ask? You're going to tell me there's nothing we can do about this. This is the market self-correcting, and if you're in this scenario, tough luck. You're stuck there.
Jonathan, you just decide breathing on air and make me
have
to be the worst guy possible.
No, to be fair, Carl, it's not your problem, but it is the problem with the system. That's what I'm asking you to explain.
Yeah.
Carl Dieter is not responsible for this, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that. There are those that I am, but I want to let you know the wheels of power aren't exactly in my hands on this one. So the frustration is that it takes a long time for these problems to create. So if we look at when rents were, say, 10 years ago, back in 2013, you could rent a house for less than €1,000 in the capital city. Now, we had gone through a massive property crash, massive rent crash, all those things. We didn't do things when we needed to. So this surge started to build up. This big wave started to build where...
Oh, hang on, Carl. We're losing your line there. Hang on. We'll just see if that reestablishes itself there. You can try and make that point again. Try again, Carl.
Sorry, am I back now? Okay.
You're back now.
I'm saying that back in 2013, you could rent a house for less than 1,000 a month. and it was highly affordable. We had been through a massive financial crisis, a huge property crash, rental crash. And then as the forces of demand started to come through, we hadn't actually created the supply required. Don't forget, 10 years ago, we were still talking about knocking down housing estates and talking about ghost estates. And so when this came through and we weren't prepared for it, we've been playing catch-up ever since. Mm. But catch-up is stymied by things like wars, by things like pandemics, by things like inflation in materials costs, in labor shortages, in a host of other things. So do you ever watch the National Geographic and you just know that the gazelle is going to get caught, but it's running as fast as it can? I often feel that it's like watching that, but in a housing perspective nationally. We just can't seem to get away from these things that are holding us back from getting to where we need to be.
Yeah, we are the gazelle, is what you're telling us in that particular analogy. Governments will say they're delivering houses, and if you have eyes in your face, you'll see that there are new housing estates going up, but it's all very well building them. If people can't afford them, someone else is going to buy them. So who are the big winners in this particular turn of events?
Well, there's still a huge number of first-time buyers getting housing, and the government is correct that housing numbers are hitting records, and that's commended. You can't just have a view that once you mention government, that you have to have a pop at them. They've brought out some policies that do seem to be working. First home schemes, shared equity schemes. These are giving people the ability to buy into a house who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it. And the only tool the government ever have is money. Like that's really the only thing they truly can distribute. They don't create actual true functional systems. The same with welfare. Like they can give you money, but they don't create the ability for you to go out.
Okay, Carl, we'll park it there because that line is not the best. Carl Dieter, CEO of onlineapplication.com. Thank you very much for talking us through that. If you are a first-time buyer, or if you have a child who's a first-time buyer, I mean, when you hear this, does your heart sink a little bit that you're never going to get on the property ladder, or it's always just that little bit too far away? Because I'd imagine it's hugely disheartening to hear that property prices are growing again at this incredibly fast rate, the fastest rate in 17 months, 7.6% outside the capital, 8.3% inside the capital in the last year. It just must be really, really frustrating. And I want to hear from you. 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk's Summer Cash Machine.
We have got a huge amount of money in our cash machine to give away at the end of this very week. So if you want to join the likes of Sarah Frisby or Ethan Donegal or Beedon Mayo or Katie in Cork or Diane and Paul in Dublin and Sharon in Carlow, who've all won big six-figure sums, it could be you on Friday. There's €100,000 up for grabs. Taking part is easy. It's €100,000. Take a note of it. Enter. If we call you and you give us the number, you win the cash. So text the word play to 57557. That's play to 57557. Cost is £2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You have to be over 18 and you're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Full terms and conditions are on our website, newstalk.com. You have to get your entry in by 3 o'clock on Friday, the 12th of July. The cash machine will randomly pick one entry and it could be you we're calling during Moncrief. You have to answer within five rings and tell us €100,000 exactly. So the best of luck with that. Carl is right, says Mark, who's listening in. The prices are a function of demand and supply, but we also have market distortion in Ireland for house prices. Councils using taxpayers, tax outbid first-time buyers who pay the tax is the distortion. It's not a fair market in the first place. I've been saying this for years, that the entire system of public housing is backed up by the state effectively trying to outbid people to get properties. So now the state is trying to buy properties as well so that people don't lose their homes because of HAP and so on and so forth. So HAP is probably the biggest distortion in the whole system. And nobody's really talking about that. Someone else says, would it help to ban Airbnb in Dublin? Possibly. Will that help? Probably help rents more than help sales. And Deck got in contact, says, I want to sell a four-bedroom house to downsize in South Dublin, but the only thing being built in my area are apartments to rent. So he feels like he has nowhere to go. So he stays in a four-bedroom house. And if that is not a signal of dysfunction, I don't know what is.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.